Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
As Jews, we are rightfully proud that America is founded on a Judeo-Christian ethic. The values that we treasure as part of our religious faith helped mold the very foundation of this spectacular country in which we live. And yet, while our values helped shape American values, there are instances where American values simply contradict Jewish ones. I'd like to give you an example. Many of us are familiar with a Good Samaritan law, which basically protects people who help others in a time of crisis from legal prosecution. So for example, if someone collapses, God forbid, and a doctor is present and starts treating this person, the doctor is protected from being sued. But let's say the person who's offering help is not a medical professional, and the care they are providing is not strictly medical in nature. According to a recent decision by the California Supreme Court, that gets tricky. Here's the background of the case. Two women were riding in a car together, and the car was involved in an accident. One woman was injured, and she was trapped in the car. And her friend thought the car was about to explode, so she pulled the injured woman out. As a result, the injured woman was left paralyzed. A little over a year ago, the California Supreme Court ruled that the paralyzed woman could sue her friend. The court came to this decision because the woman who helped the friend was not a medical professional. Currently, the California lawmakers are working on passing a law that would protect people like this woman, people who help but are not doctors, nurses, or medical technicians. Nevertheless, we can all agree that in the state of California, showing you care, helping someone in trouble, got a whole lot more complicated. I discussed this case with our resident legal expert, Lori Levinson. And what I learned from Lori is shocking. The case we just discussed is about what happens when someone shows they care, when they decide to take action to help someone in distress. Now let's consider something else. What happens if we see someone in serious trouble and choose not to get involved, not to help? What is the legal status of someone who directly witnesses someone else's distress but does nothing? And this is where it's shocking. Lori shared with me that this type of person has no legal liability. And it's not just in California. The same is true throughout this country. In other words, in America, there is no duty to act. There is no legal imperative to help. According to American law, caring for someone in trouble may be nice, but it's not required. To sum this whole discussion up, as Lori so eloquently put it, in America, we are not required to care, and if we care in the wrong way, we can be punished. So the question that we have to ask ourselves in America is, do we dare to care? That is very sad. It's sad for me because it goes against the very fabric of our tradition. Being Jewish is showing that we care. When we boil it down, the essence of Judaism is as the Hasidic master Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev taught. We show our love for God by showing love to another. And therefore, according to Judaism, when we see someone in a wrecked car or in any other type of distress, we don't run away from the problem, we help solve it. In contrast to American law, according to our Torah, we are obligated to care. Now, my proof from the Torah involves a donkey, so it's not my favorite animal, but go with me along with this. The Torah teaches, when you see your enemy's donkey on the floor and you are thinking about not assisting, you must help him. The Torah recognizes that, of course, we are going to hesitate in getting involved. It's a natural reaction for us to shrug our shoulders and say, not my problem. And that's especially true for people that we don't know, and even for people that we don't particularly care for. The Torah doesn't demand that we change how we feel about getting involved, but it does demand that we offer help. We are not obligated to care in our hearts, but we are required to care through our actions. It reminds me of Moses. Remember, after growing up in Egypt, Moses is sent into exile. And in exile in the land of Midian, Moses gets married, he grows wealthy, he has a comfortable life. And then God comes into the picture. And God tells Moses, it's time for him to go back into Egypt and to free his people, to free the Israelites. What's Moses' initial response? No, thank you. I'm not the right man for the job. I'll pass. In other words, Moses hesitates. But then he takes action. He gets involved. And he leads our people to freedom. And somewhere along the line, Moses changes. While he is initially ambivalent about becoming involved, he grows. And soon Moses is transformed from a reluctant messenger to a daring, brave, and committed leader. The lesson is clear. The Torah does not try to change how we feel about getting involved. Of course, we're going to have reservations. The Torah does not try to convince us otherwise. It just demands that we act despite our reservations. And then, like Moses, a funny thing happens. Once we act with care, we begin to feel it in our hearts. When we act like we care, we actually grow to care. Last week's Torah portion teaches us about taking action and caring. God tells Moses to have the people give donations. Vitnatnu, they will give. When we look at the word vitnatnu, giving, we see that it's a palindrome. It's spelled the same way from right to left as it is from left to right. And like the letters of the word, giving is a two-way process. When we give, we get something back. We care. When our actions show that we care, our hearts grow and find room, room to love another being. So today, in the spirit of Vitnat Nu, in the spirit of giving and in the spirit of confirming the Jewish imperative to show that we care, let's follow the teaching of Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. Let's show our love of God by showing our love to another, by caring. And here's how we can do it. At Sinai Temple, we have many committees dedicated to helping others. We call them our caring committees. We have groups that visit the ill and the elderly, groups that help families when there is a loss. We have a green committee dedicated to showing care for the world. We have a Chavura committee dedicated to building caring social networks. We even have our own hospice center. There is more information on several of these groups in the Shabbat handout that we got. And each of these groups are going to have a table just behind us in Ziegler Hall. So today, after services, we're going to show that we care a little bit about you. We're going to give you a little bit of lunch to show that we care about your grumbling stomach. And in return, we ask that you show that you care about another. Grab a bite to eat. Find a caring committee that is interesting to you and join it. And if you need help, if you need the services of one of these committees, go talk to the volunteers. We will help because we care. Remember, while American law doesn't require us to help, Jewish values demand that we care. In just a few weeks, we will gather with family, with friends and loved ones, and celebrate Pesach. At the Seder, we will all drink 4 full cups of wine. But the second cup is less than full. When we recall the plagues, the suffering of the Egyptians, we remove a bit of wine for each of the 10. For our cup of wine, our symbol of joy and celebration, cannot be full in the presence of suffering. We cannot fully rejoice while others are in distress. And when the suffering is before us, when the hurt and the pain is directly before our eyes, we must act. We must help. Vitnat Nu, we will give, we will care. Allow me to close with a prayer, and then we'll sing it together with Craig. Yiyu l'ratzon imre fi vehegion lefanecha. May the words of my mouth and the prayers of my heart be acceptable to you, God. Yiyu l'ratzon, may the beauty of the song we sing inspire the actions we take. May we never forget our duty as Jews to live a life dedicated to our sacred duty, to help, to take action, to care. May the bright light of our faith in you, O God, be reflected in the care we show for others. May we reach up to you, God, by reaching out to another and showing that, yes, we do care. Shabbat Shalom.